Well, he's out there right now. He's got the wireless microphone, so let's see what's shaking out there amongst the crowd here at the Dell Technologies Match Play.
He's going upstairs.
He is going upstairs.
Yeah,
we're working without a net here.
I can traipse wherever I want.
Yeah, you can. You're traipsing really in the wild.
Limited.
We're at our best.
To one area. So let's go over here. And Danny spotted a couple of young lasses up here. Now, up here on the upper deck at the Austin Country Club, you will find a variety of local yummy food treats like Torchy's and Austin's Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Like Micklefort Kraft Meats.
Yeah. Have you had any Kraft Meats?
I have not.
I only eat Kraft Meats.
I do, too. Forget the regular meat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's going on up here with these ladies. Hi, madam. How are you?
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Well, that's very nice of you to just state your name. I didn't even ask.
I know.
That's wonderful. You're very polite.
Yeah, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. What are you doing here, Jamie?
I'm actually working, but I'm hosting some friends who are social media influencers.
Social media influencers.
Boy, I've been wanting to meet people like
Boy,
that.
Boy, have I too.
Is that a job?
Yes.
Oh, wait, here.
Yeah.
That's a job?
That is a job.
Influencers. How do you influence?
I'm going to refer to Maggie Resser on this one.
Well, okay, Maggie.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You guys KU fans, huh? Big game tonight.
Baby, yeah.
Yeah, football team's good.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
I got you there, didn't I?
Cool, if you're bringing that up.
I'm joking. What is this? What's going on?
So we're just influencing kind of the local Austin, you know, restaurants that are showcased here at the tournament, and kind of showing, you know, people who didn't get the chance to be at the tournament, you know, the types of eats and drinks you can find throughout the course.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Have you found this to be enlightening and empowering?
What?
Very empowering.
And influencing?
We just saw Jordan Spieth, so we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, he's getting married.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Good luck.
Yeah, he's losing his hair.
Yeah, he's going to be bald pretty soon, so who cares at this point, you know?
How does she influence?
Yeah, I want to know how they influence things.
Yeah, okay, specifically, how do you influence? Like, give me an example.
So we are kind of going, you know, working with restaurants around town and kind of, you know, influencing.
No.
Community. Why are you laughing?
Tag her in. So most of the time social media is being used if you're like on your couch and you're just laying there and you're hungry and you're talking to your friends that are sitting next to you and they're hungry. When they're sliding through, they're following bloggers like Maggie or Kelly.
Boring!
Pictures. And those are the people then. They see the dripping queso. They get hungry for queso. Torchy's Tacos is tagged. And then they're influenced to go to Torchy's Tacos and it promotes the name.
You lost me at influence.
Ooh, but I had you. That's an
you
influence.
Did. You sucked me in.
In other words, you tell people what to do.
Yeah, you tell people what to do, basically. And you're hosting these people, right?
I am. I work for the tournament.
Oh, that's so nice. So do you specifically work for the PGA or do you work for Dell or
you
what?
Understand this?
I work for the PGA Tour.
Oh, so you get to travel around?
A little bit. I basically go to about 4 events a year.
Wow.
That's cool.
Have you ever been to the Masters?
Going to the Masters.
I have not.
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters. Tell her, admit to your fault.
Tell her what you did at the Masters.
Let her know.
You know, I've been to the Masters.
Great.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
What did you eat?
Yeah. And tell you what he left. What? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, they're making jokes over there that I can hear that you can't.
Mud?
They wanted me to. They wanted you guys to know something specific about my trip to the Masters.
Yeah.
Okay. No, what did they want us to know?
That I doo-dooed at the Masters.
He did.
I got nothing for that. That's nothing.
Yeah, influence that.
You're welcome to share that within the influencing that you met a guy who doo-dooed at the Masters. Yeah.
Yeah, tweet that out.
Yeah.
Well, we are now headed to Grey Goose.
Okay, are you going to get drunk?
I'm working, so no. But I
do you like to get drunk in general, though? Like if you weren't working?
Not especially.
I bet you get drunk quick. You're a little bitty gal. Like you have like one glass of wine and you're toasted, right?
Spinner?
Not quite, I try to take it easy.
Mud?
What's the record for you? How many like binge drinking? Like have you consumed like 10 beers in one night?
I think that I would die from that.
Has she ever been called a spinner?
Maybe. It's possible.
You look like a gymnast. Were you into gymnastics?
I was, yes.
Were you pretty badass? I bet you were, right?
back in the day, maybe.
Not so much.
You do a roundhouse back handspring right now? You?
Yes.
If I had a trampoline right now, could you do a trick?
Yes, I could, but I won't.
Can you do a dry squeezer?
I'm in a golf
skirt. Have you ever done a dry squeezer?
I don't know what that is.
Has she ever been called a spinner?
Well, all right. Good luck. Good luck to you guys.
Tell her you love her.
Love all y'all. Y'all are great.
There he goes. The guy that doo-dooed at the Masters and admitted to it in front of women.
You made me.
Oh, my God.
You made me say that.
That was great.
You should have seen the... Did you see the looks on their faces when you said that?
Yes.
They were... Their mouths were open and their eyes were like saucers.
Oh, man. That's good stuff. What's up, man? Holy cow.
Good to see you,
good to see you, brother.
Don't cuss.
Yeah, yeah. I got to work here, so I'll talk to you in a minute. Went to college with him. What a trip. All right, what time we got? Wow. How we doing?
26.
Okay, like let's see.
We've got time for one more.
Hey, madam, how are you?
Great, how are you?
We're just taking the pulse of people here around the fan experience.
Mud?
Have you enjoyed yourself today?
So much.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
A little Deep Eddy grapefruit and Topo.
Topo?
Yes.
So what is it with this Topo Chico thing? I see it down here more than I do anywhere else. You people really like this. It's and by you people, I mean white people.
Yeah, it's not as sweet, you know, as maybe a Fresca or something.
Fresca?
Like that.
Yeah. What is it, 1978?
That's what they have at the bar. I'm just telling you.
Do you have any tang on you as well?
Any tang?
What's tang?
Yeah, like
that's what astronauts drink.
Astronauts drink that. Yeah, they had it on the moon.
I don't have any tang.
Jeez. You have no tang?
No.
Right, well, that's good. Or not.
Just
what do you
keep going.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a residential realtor at Godison Residential here in Austin.
Is that fun?
It's boring. Enjoying it.
Does she sell very houses in Westlake?
You sell houses
in Westlake?
Yes, we
in
do.
Westlake?
In Westlake?
In Westlake?
All over Austin.
You know Baker Mayfield's from there.
No.
Yeah.
He went to OU.
Yeah, so what? Did you go to Texas?
Of course.
That's cool.
Guns up.
Sorry about it. Not guns up. That's the wrong school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got kids?
Up.
Come
I'm
up.
Not.
You don't have any kids? Is this
I'm
your guy?
We're getting married in August.
Oh, wow. That's congratulations
that's awesome.
To both of you.
Wow.
That is wonderful. It's true
that
love.
That's wonderful,
that's
man.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm a lucky man.
Oh, you're a lucky man.
Mud?
Okay, yeah, you are. You're very lucky. How long you guys been dating?
2 years.
Do my pick.
About
no,
do
my
not
pick.
Three, two.
Feels like four.
Yeah, I know. I know. Mud.
Mud.
What was that?
Do my pick.
I'm not gonna my pick her. Now, actually, though, I'm gonna give you the headset because one of our friends wants to tell you something.
Have it ready.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
go ahead.
She has it on.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him, and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
What do you think about that?
The fat pigs? I don't know what he's talking about.
So confused.
I'm so confused.
She is so confused.
And I don't know who's talking right now.
It's a story about a pig.
It's God.
I just thought maybe it would maybe emit some emotion from you.
Cobra.
What's up? All right, well, listen. You carry on. That was our wedding gift to you. Happy marriage to you guys.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. And Mud.
And remember the mic.
Hey, this guy listens from Fort Worth. Cool. Thanks, man.
Take it easy. I know you guys are a bunch of
idiots.
I know you guys.
Bunch of heathens.
Snake.
Right. Yeah. Cheers.
Remember the my pig story.
Mud.
All right.
Mud?
Well, there's some wireless fudge for you.
I love that guy. Cobra. My favorite out-of-town recognition.
All right. That is wireless fun.